The winner of this tight District 9 race will represent a first for Arizona's congressional delegation.
I'm Vernon Parker.
Parker's the Republican, a 52-year-old former mayor and previous member of the Bush administration who grew up poor. He also would be Arizona's first black representative in Congress. Here he is in a TV interview.
I know that I would go to Congress and I would represent you and make sure that we stop the finger pointing, make sure that the American people are put first again.
Now, the Democrat.
I'm Kyrsten Sinema.
Sinema's a 36-year-old former state legislator who was once homeless as a child.
I'm running for Congress because I want every kid in this country to have the same shot to make it to the middle class and succeed just like I did.
She's also openly bisexual, which would be a first in Congress, making this race
probably unique to the whole country.
That's Wes Gullet, a Phoenix-based political analyst.
Where you have an African-American Republican and a bisexual Democrat running against each other, that probably didn't happen too often.
To be clear, neither candidate is drawing attention to their race or sexuality. In fact, they aren't even drawing much attention to their party affiliations either. That's because independents are surging in Arizona. In the brand new District 9, they slightly outnumber Democrats and Republicans. So both Parker and Sinema are trying to paint themselves as moderates and are using negative ads to present the other as an extremist.
Vernon Parker is a Tea Party candidate who wants to force his narrow religious views on women.
This video is by the Sinema campaign.
And Parker would make abortion illegal, even in cases of rape or incest.
Parker's campaign says he does support exceptions for rape and incest, though one survey he filled out could be construed otherwise. A pro-Parker political action committee put out this ad against Sinema.
She described herself as a socialist.
The ad recirculates controversial quotes Sinema gave in an old magazine interview that she claims were meant to be satirical. She called her fashion sense Prada socialist.
And Kyrsten Sinema attacked stay-at-home moms, calling them leeches. Do you agree with Kyrsten Sinema? This November, tell Kyrsten Sinema she's too extreme for Arizona.
District 9 is believed to be competitive for both parties. The independents here are thought to lean slightly to the left because the district includes the students at Arizona State University in Tempe. It's about 60% white, a quarter Latino, and less than 5% black. It's home to voters like Kathy Lang, who was buying groceries this week at her local Safeway.
I want somebody who knows how to balance the books and also has a heart for the environment and for people.
Lang is that sought-after, independent, undecided voter in District 9. But despite all the ads about Sinema and Parker, she's still not sure which one she prefers.
There are so many negative ads, it's kind of a blur. So I couldn't tell you the specifics on either candidate, you know, what their commercials were all about, because I pretty much tune them out.
Another independent, retiree Marianne Alcott, has gone a step further.
I've turned my television off. I'm not going to watch it till after the election.
But she's already decided, and her reasoning doesn't have much to do with either candidate personally or the demographics they represent. She's voting Democrat to vote against a Republican-controlled House of Representatives.
I want to get those people out of Washington that aren't doing anything and passing nothing, and they don't care about the country. They just care about one thing, getting the president out of office.
The ultimate makeup of the House is what has outside groups and national party committees funneling some $4.3 million into this race so far. Democratic leaders are hoping to pick up enough seats nationwide to have a majority, an outcome at this point not deemed likely. In Phoenix, I'm Jude Joffe Block.